अच्छा, उसके बाद इसकी ना पैथोफिजियोलॉजी के बारे में बताया हुआ है कि व्हेन द डेमोडेक्स माइट इज प्रेजेंट इनसाइड द फॉलिकल देन देयर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ रिएक्शन फ्रॉम द बॉडी व्हिच प्रोड्यूसेस द क्लिनिकल मैनिफेस्टेशंस ऑफ द डिजीज. वन इज द डिलेट हाइपर सेंसिटिविटी रिएक्शन टू द डेमोडेक्स माइट एलर्जेंस एंड द अदर इज द सेल मेडिएटेड इम्यूनिटी बिकॉज द टी सेल्स आर फाउंड इन द बायोप्सी इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ ग्रैनुलोमेटस इन्फिल्ट्रेट इन द पेरीफॉलिकुलर एरिया. सो दीज आर द टू मेन रिएक्शंस फ्रॉम द बॉडी अगेंस्ट द डेमोडेक्स माइट. उसके अलावा जो उसकी डिजीजेज है ना, वो दो तरह की प्रोड्यूस होती हैं. एक हमारे पास है पिटेरेसिस फॉलिक्यूलरम एंड द अदर इज रोजीशिया. इन द पिटेरेसिस फॉलिक्यूलरम द एज इंसिडेंस इज मेनली द मिडिल एज एंड द एल्डरली वुमेन, particularly those which uses cosmetics very frequently and they do not clean and wash their face properly. So in them there is the clinical features appears in the form of a diffuse facial erythema, follicular plugging and vesicular pustules which imparts a nutmeg greater appearance to the skin. The mite can be demonstrated in the facial areas like the forehead, chin, nose, cheeks, eyebrows, eyelids, and they may occasionally be also found on the peri, oral mucosa, ear canal, chest, and the other body regions. The skin scrapings have shown to contain large number of the demodex, and the treatment responds to the carisidal treatment, which confirms the demodex role in the causation of the disease. The other is the demodex association in rosacea. We have seen that in rosacea there is a erythema of the face involving the nose, cheeks, forehead, etc. And it is believed that the rosacea is associated with the demodex infestation, because when the scrapings or the biopsy is done, then the demodex are demonstrated in the skin lesions. And when we are treating rosacea with metronidazole or with the keratinocyte, it responds to the treatment. But it's not clear yet that whether the rosacea provide the sufficient environment for the growth of the demodex mite, or the demodex is responsible for inducing rosacea. Somehow we can say that there is a association between the demodex species infestation, the development of rosacea. Then we have already discussed about the features which it produces in rosacea and in the pityriasis follicularum. If the person become immunocompromised, like in case of leukemia, HIV, or use of steroids in mycosis fungoides, then the demodex infestation becomes more frequent and the number of the demodex mite in the follicles also increases drastically. Sometimes the perioral dermatitis caused by the use of the steroid also enhances the chance to get the demodex infestation. The demodex is also present in the eyelash follicles, and it has been implicated in the pathogenesis of blepharitis, and it responds to the treatment by keratinocytes. In case of this, we can also give oral ivermectin.